Welcome to Lesson 24, Offers, the what of your business model. Remember the Creative Freedom business model? The first half of the equation is all about the internals of your business, who you are, why you do what you do, and who you serve. Today, we're turning our attention to the offers of your company, the stuff folks buy from you. Your offer is the part of your business model that faces the public. This is the most obviously public element of your business. The how, or the delivery method, is also publicly visible, but it can often be way less obvious. And we'll talk about that in a future lesson. Today, we're in the marketing stage of the cycle of excellence. So that's the focus. What are you selling? An offer is actually made up of two parts, the thing itself that you're offering and then the exchange of value. So there's this thing that you're giving and the thing that you're getting in exchange for giving them that thing. A downloadable song in exchange for a dollar, a home in exchange for several hundred thousand dollars, a PDF or e-course in exchange for their name and email address. The first thing to learn about offers is that it's not always about an exchange of money. But there's always an exchange. You give something of value, you get something of value in return. Otherwise, it's not an offer, it's a gift. So think of it like this. You're carrying a silver tray and on it are some delicious desserts. Now you can stand there and freely let the folks who want them take them. You can actively give them to people, or you can have people give you something in exchange for the dessert that you give to them. If it's a gift, you're actively giving it to them. And it may not be something that they want, but you gave it, so it's out of your hands. If you let them freely take from you, they may take more than you want to give. The exchange means that they want it and you want to give it for the agreed upon value exchange. If you don't already have an offer for your audience, this lesson will help you uncover possibilities. But ultimately, it's up to you to craft your offers. All your offers need to be in alignment with the first part of the business model equation. That means it has to be in integrity for you to deliver it. It has to match up with what you believe in, how you best show up in the world, why you do what you do, and who you're meant to serve. Now, that offer can be any number of things, and I can't begin to guess at what you might offer, but we can look at some generalities. You might offer a physical product, something they can hold in their hot little hands. You might offer a digital product, downloadable or streaming content like songs, videos, or PDFs. You might offer a hybrid, like a book that includes a digital download, or a painting that includes a digital wallpaper for your desktop. You might offer multimedia content, like a course that includes video, audio, and text, or a video game or app. Stepping away from specific physical products, you might offer services like therapy, coaching, healing, or consulting. Maybe you're a graphic designer, so your offer is the service of design. And maybe it's a hybrid service model where you provide a service that includes physical deliverables like a website or social media templates, or an installation of the digital art that you create. Your side of the offer is going to address one or more of these elements. Results or benefits, not features, because that's part of the how. Transformation away from pain, or pursuit of pleasure. That's it. Those three things. Essentially, your side of the offer is what makes their life better. If you're a musician, your music may not ease a specific pain point, but you might be offering empathy, empowerment, insight, courage, confidence, or any other number of emotions that leave your raving fans feeling even better than they did before they heard your music. Again, your possibilities are endless. It's really about deciding on the result you want your clients to have and matching that up to the way you most like to work. So either the results or benefits, the transformation away from pain, or the pursuit of pleasure. As a performing artist, I sing, I act, I speak. If my client is an event planner for a national conference, then I'll probably offer a motivational talk or a specific how-to training on a topic that matters to that audience. If my audience is other creatives, Then I might also offer a musical performance or even a copy of one of my books along with my talk. Crafting offers doesn't have to be hard. You just need to be clear on who you're serving and what result you want your audience to have to figure out what it is to provide to them. So let's dig a little deeper here, because you might be a creative that doesn't solve a problem or fix a pain point. That's a common phraseology that business coaches and internet marketers will talk about. Find the pain and sell them the pain reliever. That's great if you've got a clear path to pain. But if you're in a luxury market or you serve an audience that's not focused on pain relief, you might struggle with your marketing. Instead of fixating on the pain, I encourage my clients to look at how you make their life better or different. How will they be changed once they experience your offer? As a musician, I want my music to uplift and inspire. Even my saddest songs have a hopeful twist to them. So I want my audience to have hope, to be inspired, to see their potential and their own possibilities. You can come at offer creation from either direction, either by finding an audience to fit your existing offer or massaging your offer to fit your audience. As I mentioned a minute ago, if I'm speaking to a room of direct sellers, my talk will be different than if I'm in a room full of musicians. But the goal is still the same, to inspire them, give them hope, along with some practical advice to grow their business. So I might also include a copy of my book as part of the talk. Different audiences, but parts of the offer are still the same. It's a talk and a book. That's the offer, and it's massaged for the particular audience. But if I'm singing in a concert, there's no talk, just music. And I'm not selling my books, I'm selling my CDs, my musical merchandise. So fit your offers to the right audience for maximum success. It can take some experimentation to find the offer audience fit. But once you do, sales become easier. Not effortless, there's still marketing to do. But matching the offer to the right audience is invaluable. The other half of the offer is the compensation package. Remember the value exchange. What are you asking from your audience in exchange for what you're providing? Yeah, you probably want to get paid, but what else are you asking? If you're a graphic designer, do you need their time and attention to help make decisions about your design work? Do you want them to rave about you to their colleagues? These are things to think about. Another consideration, do you want that compensation to go to you or to someone else? Now, many socially conscious companies donate a portion of their proceeds from a sale to a chosen charity. During the hurricane season of 2017, I knew several entrepreneurs donating products and services to their audiences in exchange for a donation in support of relief efforts. Whether or not the compensation comes directly to you or your company is irrelevant. Ultimately, there are only five things you can ask for as part of your compensation package in the value exchange. They are time and attention, your labor, your effort, permission, like your mailing list, currency, payments, donations, approval or validation, like a testimonial, and then trust or reputation enhancement, like a referral. Okay, so time and attention, permission, currency, approval or validation, and trust or reputation enhancement. Look at all the possible offer combinations that you can create with this. Mixing and matching these elements, time and attention in exchange for a deliverable that gives them a certain result, for example, mixing and matching these elements gives you a lot of options, which is why it's so important to remember your internals first. Because if you're trying to grow revenue, you'll naturally want currency as part of your compensation. But if you're trying to grow your mailing list, you may want to make an offer that's focused solely on getting their permission. On the other hand, if you're floating a new offer into the world, you may want to offer it for a lower price in order to get some testimonials on board. Take my first book, The Secret Watch. When I first launched it, I gave it away on Amazon because I wanted it to be a top 10 bestseller in its category. Then I charged $1 because I wanted it to become a bestseller on the paid list. I also gave away the PDF copy in exchange for opt-ins to my email list because I wanted to grow my audience. I sold it at full price so I could increase my income. I also gave a limited number of copies away as part of my speaking fee when I spoke on stages. So the goal here was to build goodwill for both the host and myself, and to encourage the attendees to read my book and become part of my world. So I had one thing to offer, the book, but multiple different things to ask in exchange for it. An opt-in, boosting my rankings, money, growing my audience, lots of different things that I could ask in exchange for that one thing. So your assignment is to do an offer audit. What products or services do you already have in your inventory? Make a list and then start playing around with the different exchanges that you could ask for those offers. Do you currently have a product that you normally sell that you could give away to a limited number of people in exchange for something else? Now, don't worry about how you deliver it yet. Just play around with the possible combinations and see what sparks. If you're starting from scratch with no offers yet, then that's great because you get to play in the sandbox with all your possible ideas. Jot down the kinds of things you want to offer and what you'd ask for in return. Keep in mind all the different things that you can provide and all the different things that you can ask for. Remember that money isn't the only thing you can ask for from a potential client. Be creative and see what sparks. In our next lesson, we're going to dig into the second of the four C's, confidence. How do we tame that inner critic and get past our self-doubts? It may not be how you expect. I'll see you in our next lesson.